At the beginning of 1975, Bruce Springsteen was a singer-songwriter from Freehold, New Jersey, the cult favorite of a few rock critics, one of my college roommates, and people from New Jersey. By the end of that year, though, he was Bruce Springsteen. What happened? Born to Run. At the time, it really seemed like Born to Run was going to reignite rock and roll as something important. It changed lives, literally, including the life of Tom Long, who's one of our listeners in Texas. So when did you first hear Born to Run?
I first heard Born to Run in the summer of 1976. It's something that has always stuck in my mind because it was particularly miserable. At that time, I was working as a trim carpenter. And as you're nailing these boards in, the air gun kicks out a big puff of air, and it kicks up all that dust and dirt.
Sounds unpleasant.
It's very unpleasant, very miserable. We used to joke about having white lung because, you know, all this dust in the air.
Uh-huh. And
at the time, it was, you know, summertime in Texas, you know, 100-degree temperatures inside buildings with no circulation. And just one day, out of nowhere, something just grabbed me. And I really wasn't sure what it was at first. And then I realized it was the music coming from the radio. And it just stopped me in my tracks. And I stood there and listened to it.
And instead of just saying, oh, I love Springsteen, I love Born to Run, I love this record as millions of us did, it actually changed your life.
It did. It did, absolutely.
Tell me about that.
Well, the two things primarily. The first thing was, I think I realized pretty quickly that teenage things were important then, but they weren't going to be important for very long. More importantly, what I realized then was I had to make sure this wasn't my lot in life.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines.
So what'd you do?
Well, I eventually decided that I was going to go into the Army. I served in the Army as an infantry officer, retired from the Army in 2003 after 20 years, and I felt like I had achieved part of that goal.
And while you were serving in the Army, and I understand serving in the Middle East and Desert Shield and Desert Storm, did you keep playing Springsteen on your Walkman or whatever device you had?
Well, it has always been with me in one form or another. This was always the first song that I would go on some sort of physical training run or on a stamina-developing road march. In Desert Storm in particular, I had a inventive and creative communications sergeant. And what he did for us was he wired into the intercom of my Bradley infantry fighting vehicle a radio tape player so that primarily at times when we weren't doing anything, we could listen to music. Because we were in the vehicle a lot. You know, everybody talks about how it's long periods of boredom with short moments of stark terror.
Uh-huh.
And during those periods of boredom, we did everything we could to keep our minds active and not necessarily think about all the bad things that we could dwell on.
So it was sort of, in addition to having been the soundtrack of your life, kind of the soundtrack of your war as well.
Well, to some degree, yeah.
And when you listen to it now as a middle-aged man, are you taken back to being 18 in 1976, or does it grow up with you?
And it definitely does take me back to that time. But more so, I think what it makes clear to me is just how strong a motivating factor it has been for me.
Uh-huh. And when you hear it, you still get that kind of rush of feeling psyched to go?
Yes, I absolutely do. Yeah. I do.
Tom Long, thanks very much for talking to me today.
Well, thank you, Kurt. I appreciate it.
If a song ever changed your life, or a book, or a painting, or movie, we'd like to hear about it. You can reach us through our website, studio360.org. Coming up next, we talk to a filmmaker who just wants to talk about himself, but don't call him narcissistic.
I don't feel like my films are narcissistic at all. I think that their impulse is extremely towards the other.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.